Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadi Gimel. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the top of the page. Shtei Kupois. The Gemara brings the Tosefta. Shtei Kupois Achashel Truma Tmeya Achashel Truma Tahir. Should say Benafla Sar Truma Tmeya Lesech Achas Mehen VeEni Yodua LeEiv Mehen Nafla Ani Eimer Lesech Shel Tmeya Nafla. Should say and now I should say Utahir LeItoichel BeTahara As Yitzchashev SheEim Mechol Echad VeEchad Kebeitza. And then the Gemara, in the correct case, is we skip the next few lines, and we come to the words, V'hachulin yoichlu nukudim. If there were two boxes, one of Tami Truma and one of Tar Truma, and a Sar of Tami Truma fell into one of them, and it's unknown which, I say that it fell into the Tami Truma. But as for the Truma aspect, it makes wherever it is completely Tami. The solution is to knead the Tar Truma into doughs of less than an egg size, and the chulin should be eaten dry without kneading with water to prevent it from being able to contract Truma. And now the gifter should add a number of words here. Beis kupois echad shol Truma tahirav echad shol chulin tahirin. Nafla sar Truma tamei shtehen asurois. Manafshach in lasech Truma nafla asa in lasech shol chulin nafla asa. If there were two boxes, one of Tar Truma and one of Tar Chulin, and a Sar of Tami Truma fell into one of them, they are both prohibited. Either way, if it fell into the Truma, it's prohibited because of the Truma, and if it fell into the Chulin, it's prohibited because it's Meduma, and a non-Kohen would not be allowed to eat it. Lama, Shesofik Tami Tami, Vesofik Meduma Muta. What's the reason for these laws? Doubtful Truma is Tami, but doubtful Meduma is permitted. Amr Yochanan, Safik Meduma, Potter, Menachala, Safik Dimua, Anechal, Mishim Dema Chayev Bechala. Rabbi Yochanan says, doubtful Meduma, which is, it's doubtful if Truma even fell into it, is exempt from Chala like Truma. Doubtful Dimua, such as over here where it certainly fell but it's unclear to where it fell, since it may be eaten despite the doubt, it's obligated in Chala. Amr Yochanan, Jav Yehudahi, Detaninan, Tamon, Im Nishalu, Bevas Achas, Temeim, Bezeh Chazer Tahirin. Rabbi Yochanan said, and this follows the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda, as the Mishnah taught in Taharas Mishnah Hey, if there were two paths, one containing Tumah and one not, and it was unclear which path was which, if one person walked on one path and a second person walked on the other path, and they both handled Taharas, Rabbi Yehuda says that if each person asked separately, each is ruled to be Tahor, as is the case of doubtful Tumah in a public place, which is Tahor, if they asked at the same time, they're both Tami. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Benkach or Benkach Tameim, but Rabbi Yossi says either way they are Tamei even if they ask the question separately. B'man and Kaimen, im benishalu shneim ka'achas Tameim, b'im b'zeachaze tohayim, elakin and Kaimen b'va lishal alav al chaveiroi. Rabbi Yossi Oimer lishal dilach ve'ezelach, Rabbi Yossi Oimer k'mishin nishalu shneim ka'achas, v'acha loy k'mishin nishalu shneim ka'achas. So what's the case? If they asked at the same time, all agree that both people are Tommy. If they ask separately, all agree that they are both Tahor. Rather, one came to ask for both of them. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's like asking consecutively as the Rav says to him, ask for yourself and go and don't concern yourself with your friend. Rabbi Yehuda says it's like two people asking at the same time, so they're both Tommy. And here, it's like both of them asking at the same time, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, both boxes should be prohibited. Rather, the Tana must be Rabbi Yehuda, who says that ask for yourself and go, and don't concern yourself with a friend. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rechia bar Vava, Ruhu shezor es ha-shnia, ad shelakotza es ha-reshoina, imzor es ha-shnia, it should say mishakotza es ha-reshoina, in tola shemechuba nasu hechiach. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rechia bar Vava, says that when the Mishnah taught that we said earlier that if one person planted the seeds of both boxes, if it was the type of seed that rots, its growths are permitted, and if it's the type of that does not rot, they are both prohibited, it's referring to when he planted the second one before he harvested the first one. But if it was afterwards, each is considered separate and doesn't prove the other, so the growths of both of them are permitted. V'chanina tu'taya v'shem v'yanai b'tzal shal truma she'akwai v'shaslai mekeren she'rabu alav ha'chadash Muta. Ibchanina, Tutaya, quoting Rabbi Yonai, says if a Truma onion, even though it doesn't rot, was uprooted and replanted, and its new growth became as much as 100 times that which was planted, they are chulin. Hesiv Rabbi Zeira, Vataninan, es Shazai Kala Muta, Vadosh Ein Zari Kala Osa, Shazai Kala Muta, Bemarbe Alav Achadash, Udakavasa, Dosh Ein Zari Kala Osa, Vafapisha Rabba Alav Achadash. Rabbi Zeira asked a question. The Mishnah taught that if it was the type of seed that rots, its growths are permitted, and if it's the type of that does not rot, they are prohibited. Just as when it's a type that rots, its growths are permitted since the new growth becomes such a large quantity, so too when it's a type of that does not rot, it's prohibited even though the growths now become such a large quantity. Rabbi Zeira, Kadate, the Amr of Zeira, Bashem of Yonathan, Batsal Shal Kelai, Akere, Kele Akerem, Shakwa, Shoslai, Afila Hoysif, Kama, Osa, Shein Gidule Issa, Marlin, Issa Issa. And the answer is Rabbi Zeira follows his reasoning, as he said, in the name of Rabbi Yonathan, if an onion of Kelai Akerem was uprooted and then replanted, even if it increased several fold, it's still prohibited, as the growth that come from the prohibited item cannot annul the prohibited item. Hadna Lach Perk Ha'oichel. And we now come to the next perek, Perek Ha'isha, the eighth perek, and we come to the Mishnah, we're on Lamed Chesem Abeis. Ha'isha Shehoifa Oicheles Betruma Uvo Va'omula Meith Ba'aleich Oigirsheich, V'chein Ha'eved Shehoi Oichel Betruma Uvo Va'omula Meith Rabeich Oimochich Liyisol Oinosnech B'matona Oiasach Ben Chayrin, V'chein Koyin Shehoi Oichel Betruma V'noidu Shehoi Gusha Ben Chalutza V'lez Mechaev Ken V'chaymesh V'vishura Paite. If a woman who was the daughter of Yisrael but the wife of a Kohen was eating Truma and she was informed that her husband died or divorced her, similarly if a slave of a Kohen was eating Truma and he was informed that his master died or he had been sold or given as a gift to Yisrael or he had been freed, and similarly if a Kohen was eating Truma and he was informed that he was the son of a divorcee or of a woman who had done Chalitza, both of whom were prohibited to eat Truma as they are Chalalim, then Rabbi Eliezer obligates them to pay the principal and the fifth, Rabbi Yeshua exempts them. Haya Oimed Ma Kriv al Gabi Amizbeach, Venoidu Shuben Gusha Ben Chalutza, Rebeza Oimed Kola Kabono Shehikriv al Gabi Amizbeach Pesulin, Rebishur Machshir, Noidu Shubal Mum Avoidosai Pesula. If a Kohen was standing and sacrificing an offering on the Mizbeach, and he was informed that he was the son of a divorcee or of a woman who had done Chalitza, Rebeza says that all of these sacrifices that he had ever performed are disqualified. Rebishur says that they are valid. If he was informed that he was a Bal Mum, which means he possessed a physical defect, then his service is disqualified. V'kulam shehaya truma l'seich piyem, v'lezo oime yivlou, v'rebi Yeshua oime yaflutu. And in all cases, if the truma was still in his mouth, v'lezo says that he may swallow it, Rebbe Yeshua says he must spit it out. Amuloi nitmeis v'nitmeis truma, v'lezo oime yivola, v'yeshua oime yifloit. If they told him, you have become tummy, or the truma has become tummy, v'lezo says he may swallow it, Rebbe Yeshua says he must spit it out. Tummy, ha'yisa v'tummy, v'tumeya, Haitha Truma, Oi Noida Shu Tevel, O Masarishon, Shlinitla Trumasai, Oi Masashin of Hector Shlainiftu, O Shutamu Tam Pishpish, the Sechpiv, Hareza Yiflait. If he was informed that he had been Tommy, or the Truma had been Tommy, or he was informed that it was Tevel, Masarishon that had not had its Truma taken, or Masashini, or Hector that had not been redeemed, or if he tasted the taste of a flea in his mouth, he should spit it out. And the Gemara says, I Isha Jaisa, Echelis Patrumachule, Nicha, Meith Balech, Gerosheich. The Gemara asks the question, if a woman was eating truma, now it's understandable if her husband died, according to Beleza, she would need to pay the principal and the extra fifth. But if she was divorced, since she isn't divorced until the get arrives in her hand, she ate knowingly, so why should she pay the fifth? Rabbanon Amrin, Commissioner Rishoyne, Shken Arusa, Basiso Echez Betruma, Ravi Makabel S. Gita. And the Rabbanon answer, it follows the case of the original teaching that a betrothed daughter of Yisrael may eat truma, and she or her father accepts her get, so she might have been divorced unknowingly. Reblazer Aimer Vafila Tema, Commissioner Achroina, Tepate, Shah Amalai, Shisehis Kabali Gitti, Bemakoim, Plaini, Vayadakil Avila Ba'athur Yomim, Vamatsu Sisrat, Sevi, La Lachamisha Yomim. Reblazer gives a second answer. He says it could even follow the later teaching that a betrothed daughter of Yisrael may not eat Truma. In this case, she appointed an agent to accept her get in a certain place, and he was expected to take 10 days to arrive there, and he found a quick horse and arrived there in only 5 days. The Gemara asked, well, didn't Reb Lazer answer according to Reb Lazer, but his opinion in the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin in Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, is that if a woman told an agent, accept my get in a certain place, she isn't particular about only accepting it in there, rather she's merely directing the agent, and therefore immediately she may not eat truma, as the agent might immediately find the husband and accept her get. Plaini, she yoicheles betruma, as she magia haget la oisamokim. The Gemara answers that Beleza agrees, though, that if she said, only accept my get in a certain place, that she may continue to eat truma until the get and the agent arrive there. So if the agent arrived earlier than expected, she may have been divorced unknowingly. Amr b'chananya mekirin sha'amaloi, it should say, al tekabali giti la b'mokim plaini, kemisha amaloi, lo yehi get ela la asa yomim, masha ochla, beheta ochla. B'chananya disagrees, he says, since she told the agent only accept my get in a certain place, which is at a distance of 10 days travel, it is as if she said this should only be my get after 10 days. So the truma that she ate was permitted to her. Rather, we have to return to the first answer given by the Rabbanon. The Mishnah follows the case of the original teaching that a betrothed woman may eat her husband's truma.